This is Mary Beth Carty, multi-instrumentalist and singer from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, Canada, and you are listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Sláinte mhá.
Show number 597. welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, and I am a St. Patrick's Day musician and podcaster out of Atlanta, Georgia. And this podcast, if you're not familiar with it, I'm so happy to have you here. You can go to CelticMusicPodcast.com, but this show is all about building our diverse Celtic community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. So if you hear music you love, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. But even more importantly, go support these bands. You can go see them live. You can buy their music. That's always a big way. You can give a tip. That's a nice way as well. But you can find out about all the artists and the show times when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. We also do have a free app that you can download. But I'm always looking for new Celtic bands. So if you have a Celtic band, please complete the permission form at 4celts.com. You'll also find information on how to submit a story behind one of your songs or tunes or give an intro to the show. And you can get a free ebook, send an email to gift at bestcelticmusic.net. That's G-I-F-T at bestcelticmusic.net. All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is that time of year. I have a whole bunch of shows planned for this weekend. And beginning of this week, I sent out an email to my mailing list and said, hey, if I can get a handful of people telling what you're doing while listening to the podcast or what you're doing for St. Patrick's Day. And I now have over 100 pieces of feedback. So I think we're good. We're all good. I'm not going to include all of them in this show. I'm going to be spreading them out over time, but I will include a whole bunch when we get to the feedback section a little bit later, but mostly putting on music, and that's what this show is all about. So there's going to be a lot of music. Like the band you heard at the beginning, they're a brand new band to the podcast. Cantrip was the name of the band. The tune was called Duncan Johnston. It's from their album Undark. Next up is Wild Blue Yonder with Last Run of the White Horse, from their single. Thank you.
one sultry Sunday night. Now the festival is over, it's been a long old slog. Now I'm proud of staying sober for 3 delirious days. We've been playing like bejesus, yelling from the stage across a field of glowing faces, coming from the Emerald Isle to this dusty desert city, singing rowdy rebel songs. Have me feeling dry and gritty when these beery Irish eyes, they were met with the allure of a sea of shining liquor headed for the nearest sewer. 50 shades of beer sitting waiting on the table. A reassuring voice tells me, drink it if you're able. Tell them no, let it go. My drinking days are over, I'll be on me merry way. There's a comely looking barmaid with a twinkle in her eye. Though the night is only young, I'll have to turn me head inside. There'll be work again on Monday, now I'll have to keep it clean. If I give in now, I know that I'll be 40 shades of green. 50 shades of beer sitting waiting on the table. A reassuring voice tells me, drink it if you're able. Tell them no, let it go. My drinking days are over, I'll be on me merry way. We'll be a long time dead, once into the ground we go. So send me share of liquor to the spirits down below. Sip, who's to say how many more? Like that single careless shot that begins a bloody war. Many valiant souls have all battled to their last. Warriors in tartan lying wasted on the grass. 50 shades of beer sitting waiting on the table. An old familiar voice tells me, drink it if you're able. Tell them no, let it go. Drinking days are over, I'll be on me merry way. 50 shades of beer sitting waiting on the table. I thought I heard a voice saying, drink it if you're able. Tell them no, let it go. Me drinking days are over, I'll be on me merry way.
Thank you.
heard it on the news, I could feel my temper rise. The nerve to suggest a thing I've never tried. So we loaded up the wagons, all the lads were having fun, singing many songs of drinking and of heroes on the run. At the very thought of temperance, why I felt I nearly died. Well, the year was 1925, and Al Capone's the man. Prohibition and bootlegging, this was the promised land. The booze rolled in just like a tide, but the feds were digging in. The G-men tried to stop the flow of whiskey, beer, and gin. All in the name of temperance, my God, I could have cried. The streets became a battleground, Chicago was laid bare. The sound of guns and sirens soon filled the evening air. And there I stood before the court, surrounded by my friends. A party to the cause I pled, and loyal till the end. And we said to hell with temperance, that thing we'll never try. We had a few good years on top, we were kings in our own minds. Now here I lay in prison, just trying to do my time. I'll learn to dance the dance, even if my soul she yearns to die. No, I'm not suggesting temperance, that thing I'll never try. Sometimes I think there's little left of the chance I might get out. If I ever see parole, I'll sing and dance and scream and shout. Hoist up the barrels, 1, 2, 3. Lots to drink here for you and me. Test the wares to be safe, you see. 90 proof's gonna set you free. Hoist up the barrels, 1, 2, 3. Lots to drink here for you and me. Test the wares to be safe, you see. 90 proof's gonna set you free. Hoist up the barrels, 1, 2, 3. Lots to drink here for you and me. Test the wares to be safe, you see. 90 proof's gonna set you free. Gather!
never in the same place twice. I'd run out of hope, I'd run out of rope, out of promises I made. Must I?
After Wild Blue Yonder came the Out of Kilters with 50 Shades of Beer from their album Hot Potatoes. Wolf Loescher and Mark Kenneth were after that with Charlie's Cadence from their self-titled album Loescher and Kenneth. Then the Celtic Kitchen Party had the Temperance Song from their album Last Call. The Knife in the Bread was by Pochine from their album One for the Road, brand new album. And also a new album from the Elders that was Red Sun from Well, Alright Then. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can also contact me through Mastodon. Tim Hughes from Madison, Wisconsin, replied to my email and said, number one, usually walking the dog or jogging. Number two, celebrating my birthday on the 17th with a party. And number three, blasting Celtic music on my Bose speaker and singing Welsh with the North American Welsh Choir. Thank you so much, Tim. And happy birthday. Yes, it's my birthday too. So we have a great best birthday ever. If you haven't heard my song, I wrote a song called Happy Birthday from Ireland. I released it years and years ago. I need to re-record it because the recording was not the best, but it's basically a birthday song. I was thinking it would be a birthday song for all who are Irish, but this particular version, at least, it's pretty much a birthday song for people who were born on St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to update it eventually, but happy birthday. Darlene replied about St. Patrick's Day, cooking dinner, corned beef and cabbage, and listening to you. Sarah Preston Brutto emailed, hi, Mark. This year we are attending the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. Fantastic. Michael Winchester replied, unfortunately, I'll be working, but really like listening to the show. Makes the hours fly by. Thanks for all your hard work and keeping us entertained. Jonathan Dowell replied, St. Pat's, listening to local Celtic groups. Celtic music accounts for about 90% of what I listen to. Medieval and Renaissance make up most of the rest. Jim Burns replied, what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day? Having friends over to celebrate, listen to music, and have adult beverages. He says he'll be celebrating the three P's. Parades, parties, and pubs. Roger Hera emailed, hey Mark, Carl Cumley and I are doing a 2.5-hour show on KGNU in Boulder on Friday morning. It's during our spring fund drive, so we'll be doing a lot of pitching. Carl has his ready list and I've attached mine, FYI. I have a show on Wednesday night and we'll be playing an interview with Kiff Brewer with the Barley Juice Band from Pennsylvania and playing a few new tunes from Dowry Farrell and High Kings, Doolin, Barley Juice, and Martin Hayes. I hope you have a great time and fun shows. Thank you so much, Roger. Wait, does Barley Juice have a new album too? I know Doolin does. I need to get that album. So yes, I'll be definitely having to check out some of those bands as well. Thank you so much for sharing. And finally, Eric Guarine emailed a question. Hi, Mark. Over time, the podcast has included bands from literally all over playing a wide variety of music. Some of it strays quite far from trad pub music. I'm not complaining. It's all great, but it does make me wonder, how do you decide what to play and if it is Celtic enough? Cheers. Thank you so much, Eric. I am glad you asked that question because it was one of my earliest questions that struck me when I decided I wanted to create this podcast over 15, what are we now on, 18 years ago? And the answer is basically, I don't entirely decide. I usually let the musicians decide. Years ago, I was playing Celtic music in Austin and someone told me I was not playing Celtic music. But I was like, wait, I am. And I'm singing all these traditional Irish songs. I have all these people, fans, who are falling in love with Celtic music because of the music that I was making with the Brobdingnagian Bards. But someone said, you're not playing Celtic music. And I was like, wait, I don't understand this. And so I came to the decision when I started this podcast and the newsletter that preceded this, that it's not my job to tell you what is Celtic music. So yes, you will find different styles from all over the world. And some of it is not super Celtic. Some of it flirts with Celtic music. And some of it's really Celtic. Some of it's like, you might have some Irish, or Scottish songwriters who aren't really doing quote unquote Celtic music, but they submitted the podcast and they have some great songs, great music. So that's usually my criteria. If it's not coming off as sounding super Celtic, I look for something that's, you know, great music in general. It varies though. So, but I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying. I do, if I'm going to contact bands, I look for bands that I consider more Celtic. That's not the way. If someone submits the music and they think it's Celtic music, I might play it. Now, I might also not play a whole lot of it because if I don't like it and it doesn't sound super Celtic, I'm not a big fan of Celtic New Age overall. So that's a great example of something that I'll frequently say, not so much. But if you like Celtic music, if you create Celtic music, then fantastic. I want to play it on this show. Speaking of which, let's get back to the show. Oh, wait, I have one last piece of feedback. This is from Mary Beth Carty. She's going to introduce the next track.
Hi there. This is Mary Beth Carty. I'm from Antigonish, Nova Scotia. I'm a multi-instrumentalist and singer, and thanks to Mark Gunn, he's been playing some tracks from my new album, Crossing the Causeway, on the show the past few weeks. So big shout-out and thank you. Great to be here today to let you guys know what I am up to for St. Patrick's Day this year, because, of course, it's one of my favorite days of the year. So this year, I'm pumped to be playing at 11 a.m., hosting a little session at one of my favorite restaurants in the city of Sydney on Cape Breton Island, at Governor's Pub. So, yeah, I think my sister's going to be bringing her botrin. I'll have my accordion and my guitar in tow, as well as my rhythm bones. I'm going to set up the pub piano so that anybody who walks through the door who might want to join in can just hop on. And it's going to be a great time. And there's going to be so much happening around the city that day in different bars and restaurants all around the town. So I really look forward to catching some of the other acts after my 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. gig. Right after me, there's going to be Daryl Keegan, who is one of my favorite singers. So I'm going to enjoy his set. And maybe we can cut to a track from Crossing the Causeway. This is one of the deeper cuts on there. It's track 14. It's called Lake Ainslie to Millburn, and it is a medley of three instrumental tunes that normally would be played on the fiddle, but for this track, I've adapted them to the accordion. Mary Beth Carty signing off, and please do enjoy.
just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. After 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I courted with a pretty girl, 'tis her caused me to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll need to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon a mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go rolling on. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll need to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die. Get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll need to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
Center of town, where the usual crowd all gathers round. The finest players from far and wide grab a seat at the table with a bite by their side.
This pub is the place where we all come to play, all through the night and well into the day. It's how we forget all our worries and cares, and at the end table sit two empty chairs. Drink a toast to the ones who aren't here. Drink a toast, but don't shed a tear. Their memories live on in the dates and the airs, and the chairs that are empty will always be theirs. The session tonight, it sounds ever so sweet, as power on a guitar keep a nice steady beat. The hornpipes and the reels, they are lively tonight, and the rhythms of the sets are holding just right.
There's one less fiddle in the circle tonight. Last call was the banjo who sat to my right. The melodies and sets are played with such care, but at the end table sit two empty chairs.
Drink a toast to the ones who aren't here. Drink a toast, but don't shed a tear. Memories live on in the jinks and the airs, and the chairs that are empty will always be theirs.
The pipes play on with their bittersweet tones, a mournful refrain that accompanies the drones. I look at the others and smile through the tears, and think on the music we've played all these years.
The evening wears on and the music is, raise a glass to all our lost friends as we look to the seats that would have been theirs at the end of the table and the two empty chairs. Drink a toast to the ones who aren't here. Drink a toast, but don't shed a tear. Their memories live on in the jinks and the airs, and the chairs that are empty will always be there.
pub is a place where we all come to play. All through the night and well into the day, it's how we forget all our worries and cares, and at the end table sit two empty chairs. Drink a toast to the ones who aren't here. Drink a toast, but don't shed a tear. Their memories live on in the jigs and the airs, and the chairs that are empty will always be theirs. Their memories live on in the jigs and the airs, and the chairs that are empty will always be theirs. Thank you.
nobility. The wind blew high about it, down a blow, my bully boys blow.
Soon may the willowmen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
As we had not been 2 weeks from shore, when down on her a right whale bore, the captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Soon may the willowmen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Now before the boats had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. All hands to the side, harpoon and water, as she dived down below.
Soon may the willowmen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. The tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
No line was cut, no whale. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the whaler's creed. She took that ship in tow.
Soon may the whalemen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Now for 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then taut once more. All boats were lost,
there were only four,
but still that whale did go.
Soon the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Now as far as I've heard, the fight's still on, the line's not cut,
and the whale's not gone.
The weatherman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Oh,
sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to gay, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Oh, you'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. 'Twas there that we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side up in Lomond, where in soft purple hue the healing hills we view, and the moon coming out in the gloamin'. Oh, you'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. The wee birdies sing, and the wild flowers spring, in sunshine the waters are sleeping, the broken hearted kins nae second spring again, though the wayful may cease from their grieving. Oh, you'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
After Mary Beth Carty came Jesse Ferguson with The River Driver from The Bard of Cornwall. Mad Magdalene was after that with Empty Chairs from their same titled album. Then came Knights in Kerry by Sean Healy from Edge of the Bow. The Wellerman by Rambling Sailors was after that from their newest album, or EP, Tales from the White Horse. Then came The Bow Tides with The Baton set from Sailing On, and we finished up the set with Kinfolk from their brand new album, The Knotted Circle. That was Loch Lomond. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. This show is supported entirely by the patronage of people just like you. The show comes out at least four times a month. Obviously, there'll be an extra episode this month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. In fact, you get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all that for as little as $1 per episode. And I want to send out a special thanks to our amazing Celtic legends. We have so many wonderful people who make large donations to this podcast each and every month. It's $25 per month. We have Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Brenda, Megan Walker, Dan McDade, Charlene Peel, Paul Crowley, Morgan George, Samir Malik, Marianne Ludwig, Darby Patrick O'Flannery, Scott Benson, Hunter Melville, Carol Burrill, Michael Truman Cavanaugh, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Husker Armory, Linda McNeil, Chris, Robert Michael Kane, Tiffany Knight, Occam's Razor, Kelly Garrod, Teresa Sullivan, Brenda Nix, Breaking Down Security Podcast, Ryan P. K. Jarris, Annie Lorkowski, Johnny Berry, Hank Woodward, and Sean Callie. Wow. So I was actually looking at all the patrons, and I was picked everyone who was either a past patron, Celtic legend, or as a current one. So this is, the list is longer than normal. So thank you all so much for all your generous, kind donations to this podcast. If you want to support Celtic culture through music, here is your three-step plan to do just that, to support this podcast. Number one, head on over to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week, $1, $5, $10, or that $25 per month, which you can do because you can cap how much you spend per month. You can set it at $25 per episode and then cap it at $25 per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. And if you want to travel with me, I do Celtic Invasion Vacations. We take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything, but we do stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. And you can join us with an auditory or visual adventure through podcasts and videos on our website at CelticInvasion.com. And in this year, we are going to Ireland, to County Mayo, Ireland. In fact, we're going to get to know the Pirate Queen. There's going to be a lot of great stuff. Go to CelticInvasion.com. There is still space available. All right, next up is the Chieftains from a new album that was released called Bears Sonic Journals, The Hunt, live in San Francisco, 1976.
Straddle, little lady, straddle. house carpenter, do you forsake your ladies? Do you forsake your husband, dear? Do you forsake your baby?
Straddle out a lady, 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 straddle out a lady, lady. Gypsy Davy. Yes, I forsake my house carpenter. Yes, I forsake my ladies. Yes, I forsake my husband dear, not my little baby, my pretty little blue-eyed baby. Straddle-laddle-lady, lady, lady, straddle-laddle-lady.
Thank you. Listen, I'll tell you what happened to me. One day as I walked down the court by the sea, the day it was hot, the sun it was warm. Said I, Greek pine wouldn't do me no harm. So I went in, I ordered a bottle of stout. The barman says, sorry, the beers are sold out. Chow, whiskey, or patty, then use in the wood. Said I'll try cider, I've heard. Rascal ran, but tell him I'm not crazy. Tell him I'm the man. It was only a sip of that bottle I had. But never, well, never, well, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quarter of that Johnny Jump Up. Him outside on the slab. After the parlor's measurements he'd take, his wife brought him home to a bloody burn wake. It was 12 o'clock, the beer was high. The corpse sits up and he's settled with a sigh. I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring him a quarter of that Johnny Jump Up. But never, well, never, well, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quarter of that Johnny Jump Up. Whoa.
After the Chieftains came Tan and Sober Gentlemen with Banks of the Roses from Regressive Folk Music. Then The Har, that was Danny Boy, and what a cool rendition of that as well. That's from their album Where Old Ghosts Meet. Then Alton with The House Carpenter, Gypsy Davy from Widening Gyre. Banshee in the Kitchen was after that with The Last Pint from their album The Last Pint Not. And when he finished up the set with Johnny Jump Up, that was by Wakefire from their album Meaning of Life. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, you can vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best Celtic songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode, and your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music episode. You can also find a playlist of these songs on Spotify and YouTube. Follow the link in the show notes to do just that, and then go sign up to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. All right, we're going to finish up this show with Jocelyn Petit and Ellen Gira. The track is called Johnny McGill. It's from All It Brings. And I'll be back on St. Patrick's Day with another episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Talk to you later. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll get links to all the artists played in this episode, and you'll get access to our Best of the Year playlist. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free, plus you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Oh, and if you are a patron of our podcast, you already have a bonus episode that's in your private feed. So it's exclusively available to patrons. So head on over there, CelticMusicPodcast.com. Sláinte.